This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is facing another round of tough questioning from lawmakers over last month's withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan as he appears this hour before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The Secretary of State has been asked to address the criticism some have had that the withdrawal from Afghanistan would have gone better had the Biden administration better adhered to the original plan put forth by the Donald Trump administration.
For a brief pro forma.
The Taliban government has announced an official policy on women's educational rights, with more VOA's Arash Baradadi.
The Taliban said Sunday that women can continue their higher education in gender-segregated classrooms and so long as they wear a hijab.
The first solution is that there must be places where boys can be separated from girls. Or the second solution, there should be specified times for boys and specified times for girls. The third solution is there must be a partition in class.
Haqqani says the Taliban-dubbed Islamic Emirate will not oppose education that follows Islamic law.
Advocate. When they last ruled in the 1990s, Afghanistan was a poor agricultural nation, and the Taliban were preoccupied with imposing their harsh brand of Islam on an already deeply traditional and largely compliant population. As of now, there are thousands of Afghans who are internally displaced persons, their families, hundreds of them living in makeshift camps, and donations are being provided by charity groups, which are being stretched at this point very, very thin. This is VOA News. Authorities in Greece opened an investigation on Tuesday into the crash of a private plane from Israel that killed a prosecution witness in the corruption trial of former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Chaim Garon, a former senior official at Israel's Ministry of Communications, and his wife Esther were killed in the crash late Monday off the island of Samos. The Israeli Foreign Ministry identified the victims, adding that the consular officials and the administration were working with the family to return the bodies. Garon was one of more than 300 witnesses that prosecutors listed for Netanyahu's trial on corruption charges. Syrian state TV says Russia's Vladimir Putin and Syria's Bashar al-Assad held talks in Moscow on the cooperation between their armies and how to continue operations to gain control of rebel-held areas. Monday's meeting between the two presidents is the first since they held a summit in the Syrian capital of Damascus in January of last year. Russia joined Syria's 10-year conflict in September of 2015, tipping the balance of power in favor of Assad, whose forces now control much of the country. Hundreds of Russian troops are deployed along Syria, and they have also a military base along Syria's Mediterranean coast. Senior diplomats from Japan, the United States, and South Korea say they are still willing to hold talks from North Korea over its missile and nuclear development a day after Pyongyang announced it had successfully tested new long-range cruise missiles. The three-way meeting today in Tokyo included the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Soon Kim, and his Japanese and South Korean counterparts. An international group of scientists is arguing that the average person doesn't need a COVID-19 booster yet, an opinion that highlights the intense scientific divide over the question. Two of those scientists are top U.S. vaccine regulators, raising questions about whether White House plans for booster doses are getting ahead of the government's own experts. The group analyzed a long list of worldwide studies and concluded that the shots will work well despite the extra contagious Delta variant. Their opinion piece was published yesterday in the Lancet Medical Journal. Pope Francis is in the far east of Slovakia. He is meeting with the country's Roma people. Francis' visit to the Lunik 9 settlement is a gesture of inclusion for the most socially excluded minority group in Slovakia, who have long suffered discrimination, marginalization, and poverty. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.